Welcome to the podcast, History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors and your host for the program. We'd love to see you as a member of the Society in 2019. More on the membership information at the end of this podcast. The Excelsior Cornet Band, which appeared in Danville in 2013 and again in 2014 during the Iron Heritage Festival, opened our podcast today. Music has always been a part of the history of Danville and Montour County. The Welsh, the Irish, the Germans, and other ethnic groups calling Montour County their home liberally contributed to the culture and the entertainment of the area. For instance, Welsh-born hymn writer Joseph Perry had his humble Danville beginnings singing in the local iron mills where he worked at a young age. He rose to international acclaim. Gomer Thomas was his brother-in-law and a composer, and operated a music shop on Mill Street for many years. Harriet Woods Bawden, a well-known lyric soprano across the country, was from Danville. But the focus of our podcast today is a man who had, pardon the pun, an instrumental part in the musical history of Danville, and an influence that stretched across the state and the country. On January the 7th of 1913, the Danville Morning News reported on the death of Charles Stowes. He was the leader of a cornet band. I mentioned earlier that music has always been a part of the lives of the people of Montour County. The first regular cornet band was organized in early 1838 and was called the Danville Independent Band. Abraham Seckler was chosen president and leader of the group, which included Jesse Scholes, George Sanders, Oscar Moore, Jacob Seckler, Michael Rischel, George Hall, Joseph Hiles, Charles Seckler, and Jesse Clark. Their uniforms were blue with yellow lace trim and brass buttons. The collars were required to be stand-up. The band even had a group of bylaws and a constitution. One rule imposed a fine of $2 in case of intoxication during the hours of duty. Abraham Seckler was really the band pioneer of this area. Prior to the organization of the Danville Independent Band, he was at the head of an amateur organization made up of himself and four brothers. Charles Stowes was born in Northumberland in 1829. He and his family moved to Danville when he was quite young. For 25 years, he was a clerk in the store of J.C. Rhodes on Mill Street, Danville, but Seckler's music was his passion. It was as a band instructor and a band leader that he was known. In at least 30 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties at one time or another, he was occupied in giving instruction to bands. The Independent Cornet Band, headed by Abraham Seckler, changed its name to the Danville Cornet Band in 1855, and Charles Stowes became its leader in 1857. That year, through the aid of the local townspeople, a complete set of new instruments was purchased from Graves and Sons of Boston. The instruments were made of German silver, and Stowes was presented with a solid silver E-flat cornet costing $125. Original members of the Stowes band included Moyer Lyon, George Sanders, Beverly Musselman, Arthur Henry, G.W. Hoffman, E.K. Hale, Charles Seckler, Jacob Weitzel, Oscar G. Mellon, Joseph Patton, H.T. Schick, Hugh Purcell, and Joseph Clark. Stowes' band played engagements over a wide territory expanding from Niagara Falls to Philadelphia. The band was in constant demand in neighboring towns such as Williamsport, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Sunbury, Milton, and Bloomsburg. Stowes' band and a committee of local citizens escorted some local troops to Camp Curtin in Harrisburg in April 1861 at the outbreak of the Civil War. According to the Danville Intelligencer newspaper of April 24th, the troops received cheers and good wishes as the train passed Sunbury, Halifax, and all the villages along the route, whether it was from the plowman in the field, those traveling on the canal boats, or women, men, and children in the towns waving their handkerchiefs, tipping their hats, or waving their flag. Reaching Harrisburg, the company of soldiers was formed in two lines and preceded by the Stowes Band. Marched to the Executive Mansion, where Governor Curtin reviewed and complimented them on their appearance. Members of the Columbia Guards were met at the training camp by another company of local soldiers, the Danville Rifles, who were already there. The two Danville companies marched in order with Stowe's band marching between them and paraded around the training grounds to the tune of Hail Columbia. That brought the entire camp to the field, and Stowe's band was approached to play patriotic songs over and over. And during the war, even though he did not enlist, for 2 years, Stows oversaw the leadership of a band in service to his country, one of many found in regiments both north and south. And a number of stories are told of those regimental bands serenading one another when camped in close proximity, playing the songs associated with the Union or Confederacy, or ballads that tugged at the heartstrings and reminded the soldiers of their homes and their families. Abraham Seckler's Cornet Band was still in existence at the start of the Civil War. Many of the band members volunteered for the war effort, and the band dispersed. Seckler joined with Stowe's band during that time period. In 1872, a number of musicians joined together to organize a new band known as the Independent Band of Danville, with Mr. Gibbons as leader and Abraham Seckler as instructor. But by the year 1881, there was only one cornet band left, locally Stowe's Silver Cornet Band. In 1911, 2 years before his death, people of the Danville area held a benefit to recognize Stowe's for his contributions over the years. In his January 1913 obituary, the local newspaper said the area lost not only a widely known citizen, but one whose talents and devotion to the art helped give Danville prestige in the days when it and other towns were neck and neck in the race for supremacy as growing and prosperous centers. Stowe's was described as a tolerant, kindly man and of equal temperament. Remembering Stowe's, one Danville resident said, "He lived his life unselfishly in the harmony of sweet sounds." And some said if he had been self-seeking, as were other musicians of his day, his name might have been associated with the greatest musicians of the century in which he followed his art. In December of 1912, just a few weeks prior to his death, Stowe's and his wife Mary celebrated 50 years of marriage. He had lived in the same home at the corner of Church and East Mahoning Streets for 40 years. After the funeral at his residence, Stowe's was laid to rest in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Riverside. His wife moved to the house of her brother, Horace Blue. By the way, the instrument presented to Stowe's, the silver cornet, is on display at the Montgomery House Museum in Danville. In the spring, we'll be opening the doors for another season with Sunday hours. And again, we'll have a speaker series now in the planning stages. Individual memberships for 2019 are $20. A family membership for those living under one roof is $30. Lifetime memberships are available for $300. Membership allows free admission to the museums during our Sunday hours. There's a separate fee for the speaker series. Students through grade 12 are admitted free. To become a member, send a check or money order to MCHS, Post Office Box 8, Danville, Pennsylvania, 17821. I close out this podcast with a quote regarding music from the Greek philosopher Plato. "Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything."